Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to the Skincare with Friends podcast. This week, Natalie and myself are having a lovely chat about LED light therapy devices. So you might have seen these. There's a few different types of them. So the Dennis Gross one, for example, where it's like a plastic mask that you wear over your face and there's lights on the inside that shine at your skin. So we are looking at the evidence for phototherapy and whether it works for conditions like acne and aging. And we're going to look at some of the masks that are on the market and let you know which ones are the best and how to choose the right one for you. There's a little bit of profanity towards the end of the podcast particularly, so you might want to put some cotton wool into your children's ear holes if they're around. Hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends, everyone.
Hello.
For the first time this weekend, I'm actually looking at my face. I tell you what, since I stopped using hydroquinone, since I've been stopped using it by Dermatica, it is just come back like an absolute bastard.
Oh,
right
piss.
In my sight and all over my forehead. Mad, isn't it?
It's nuts. I can't see it on the screen, really. It's not as bad as it was.
Oh, no. I don't think it will ever be that bad, ever.
No.
But it's just the telltale little patches under the eyes that make me look tired. They're back.
Oh, so annoying.
And I am tired and I'm hungover and I'm cross-eyed because I'm tired.
You look beautiful. And that's a fact.
You do, fact. Mia and I both got separately drunk with other people who aren't each other. I can't believe that.
I know, what? We sound like alcoholics, don't we? Because we're always drinking. And maybe we are alcoholics.
Well, you know, everyone was like, oh, I drank a lot during lockdown. And I was like, no, I didn't. My patterns didn't change, actually.
No.
I don't know about you, but I became really strict about when I drank.
No, I'm not.
In lockdown. Because it was just a bit. It was a bit like being in a dream world.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so nebulous.
It was. Oh, good word. Yeah. So you got drunk with a friend.
I got drunk with a friend.
Who is my friend is brilliant. My friend is an ex-judge.
Oh my God.
She is so amazing. She's so amazing. And Hayden was like, you're using big words when she talks. I'm like, yeah, because she's terrifying. Yeah. Like my friend.
Really intelligent.
Friends who are solicitors know her. And they're like, Jill Bowman. Yes. I know she is. I mean, she's incredible. And I love getting drunk with people. Like I like having friends who are just different generations to me. Because I just think they're such jewels to be.
The conversation's interesting.
It's just so interesting. And she's so knowledgeable. And yet she's not at all patronizing or intimidating. She's just so comfortable in the fact that she's just a clever clogs and also just brilliant.
Wow.
I know. So we got really quite, and I was drinking Prosecco with creme de violette in it, which by the way is if you like palmer violets, if you don't,
that
it.
Sounds amazing.
Oh, I tell you what, Mia, it was gorgeous. But the only thing is you couldn't.
That's double alcohol.
It's double alcohol because I was like, oh, it's okay, why am I so pissed? And then I looked and it's like creme de violette is like 10%, and then obviously the Prosecco, but it was so gorgeous, but really, really dangerous because obviously you couldn't really taste the alcohol. From my good friends,
Bells.
The bottle shop in Penarth again, they helped selling us a lot of good booze.
That sounds good.
I know. So you felt a bit crispy today?
Yeah, it was bad. It was only because I don't think I drank a lot. I maybe just slightly more than a bottle of wine. Which is a lot, I know, but I didn't eat beforehand.
Same.
Which is it's a mistake that I've made before and I never learn. Just didn't have time to eat.
Yeah. Do you know what I had yesterday to eat? I had a cinnamon swirl.
That's not very good, is it?
From the Danish bakery. It, It's probably, I mean, it's the size of my face, the cinnamon swirl. So okay. It's probably, yeah. You know, maybe 1,000 calories. I don't know. Yeah.
Still, that's not right, is it?
And I went running. So,
yeah.
Double trouble. Why don't we learn? It's really weird, isn't it?
I knew full well that it was going to be bad news, but there was nothing I could do. I didn't have time.
Yeah.
There wasn't any. Yeah. That was that.
Yeah, it's bonkers.
But you know, like when you've got a hangover and everything's quite enjoyable and funny, you just become very giggly. Yeah, so it's like that today.
But that's good. You're not crying in the mirror, shouting at yourself, saying, why are you like this? Yeah, so that's fine.
I was just like doing piggybacks in the park and laughing.
Oh, that's fun. You didn't, at one point, I actually like retched because I was so tired. You know, when you do that, you're like, I'm so tired. It takes you back to like the newborn days, doesn't it? You know, when you're sick, like I'm going to puke because I'm so tired.
Yeah. I feel like I've just been on a transatlantic flight and I don't know which way is up.
Yeah. And I drank on the transatlantic flight as well, which I never learned.
Chance would be a fine thing.
Oh, wouldn't it just? So welcome. That's me. And this is Natalie. And what are we talking about this week?
So I just put it on the Skincare with Friends Facebook group. What should we talk about next time? And we had a few suggestions. So body skincare for children and babies. Mm-hmm. And one lady asked about home treatments. Those LED masks and LED devices.
Like the Dennis Gross ones.
Yeah. So I thought I'd talk about that because I've been asked about it loads, actually, since I posted a picture. I bought like a really cheap LED device from Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I just put a picture. I was like, oh, I've got this. I'm going to try it out. And loads of people kept asking me, and people sort of asked me, how did you get on? Did you get any results eventually? And I was like, well, to be honest, it didn't do anything after a couple of weeks. And I just stopped using it because I just didn't do anything. Didn't feel like anything.
Yeah, I always think those things are a little bit like, I want to pay the money to have a practitioner do it on my face rather than buy perhaps one that hasn't. Do you know what I mean? I want to put that in the hands of somebody else.
Yes, I agree. But in something like this, which is something that you know, it's probably better if you do it really regularly.
Right.
You know, you can't go to the salon every week and spend 150 quid.
Yeah, you can.
You know, maybe it's something. Maybe it's something that, you know, might actually be good to have in the house if you can get something that works.
Did I tell you about my Casey facial that I had?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Did we talk about that last week?
All about? I don't think we did.
I think you said you bought a home version. That's what made me ask.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what Casey stands for. It's CACI. You can call it khaki if you want. And if you're Welsh, you definitely call it khaki. But
khaki.
Yeah. So it was amazing. And I thought it was just going to be like a really nice relaxing facial. So I was like, I'll have that.
Yeah.
And then she did it and little electrodes just pulsed through my face for pretty much 65 minutes. And I felt like I'd been battered. Like I used to do Krav Maga before I got pregnant. And it was like
so cool
doing a Krav Maga class and just being slapped in the face by an ex-policeman. But I got to say, oh my God, my jawline was snatched afterwards.
Was it?
It was amazing. I could have
cut
a slice of cheese with my jawline. It was so cool. So
cut cheese.
I would definitely recommend it. It was
sharp,
especially like if you are going to be going, it's one of those like occasional ones. Like if you're going to be going on a night out, maybe don't do it. You do look a bit bruised, but couple of days after.
Oh, really? Was there bruising?
My face was so plump. My cheekbones were really full. It was just lush. It was really,
really wicked.
And it's that sounds really good. So it wasn't like,
that's not too bad.
Yeah.
You'd spend that on just a facial where they just put a face mask on, wouldn't you?
Just a regular facial.
I'm just trying to find out what it stands for. I don't know. But it's like a muscle stimulating thing. Yeah, electrodes. Yeah, because I got one that I bought for 60 quid or something, and I think it would work if I bothered to use it. it just makes my face tense up.
Yes.
Like, I look like I've had a stroke kind of thing.
It does kind of give you slightly weird feelings. So it's not signature non-surgical facial toning. Microcurrent impulses lift and turn the facial muscles and the neck area, improving skin elasticity. So it is one of the things you could just have a one-off and it definitely sees results. Or you could probably do, you know, a series of six. They probably recommend 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Over, you know, like every two or three weeks or something like that. And it will have longer lasting results. But I got to say, for a one-off, it was really, really good.
That's good. That sounds like fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't relaxing.
It wasn't relaxing.
No.
Yeah, so LED devices you can buy in-house.
Okay.
Yeah. So so she said, Alona, her name was, asked for home beauty treatments like LED, scientific research, much appreciated as always. So...
What a lovely, beautiful name. I love that name.
Alona. Yeah, it's really pretty.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So there's a lot of devices on the market and the prices vary wildly from like 30 quid to 2,000 pounds.
Listen, I like a good bargain as much as the next woman, but I'm not laying down 30 pounds on one.
No. That's the thing I bought was 30 quid. Yeah. So I think I had an Amazon voucher and I was just like, oh, let's just get a device.
Right.
There you go. That's all I've got, 30 quid. So that'll have to do.
Okay.
And sure enough, it didn't do anything. Because you think, well, they're just light bulbs, aren't they? So why should they be expensive? Yeah.
And the Dennis Gross one, that to me is the one that stands out. That's the one that gets so much publicity, I think. And I don't know, about 400 quid, 500 quid?
Yeah, it's 430.
There we are.
Dennis Gross one, yeah.
That's the one expensive. That you would have... Yeah, but like you said, if you're going to be using it pretty much all the time, I mean, do they recommend nightly use or what?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think you can use it every single day.
Cool, okay.
Like every other night, that sort of thing, yeah.
So you didn't get many results and you stopped using it. So,
but LED... mine was tiny. And shit. So that's not a surprise, really.
Okay. So what is this phototherapy? What does it do?
So basically, it's using light as a treatment in a non-traumatic way. So not like lasers, which are will burn your skin and cause inflammation. So for the light to be therapeutic, there are specific features it's got to have. So you can't just sit near a light bulb and go, that'll do. It's light, so, but no, it's got to have a really specific wavelength.
Okay.
High power output and a narrow divergence. So it's got to be high powered and just sort of the bulb needs to be directed in one direction.
Okay.
So I thought we'd look at all of the different features and factors to get an idea of what kind of phototherapy would work.
Okay.
So, you know, what's different about these £1,000 devices? So absorption of visible light photons at appropriate levels induces a photochemical reaction, and a primary photochemical cascade occurs within the cell, usually instigated by the mitochondria. Photons are like units of light.
Okay.
Yeah. Or radiation of a particular wavelength target specific chromophores in the skin. Yeah, so a particular light will work on your, say, your fibroblasts, which are the cells that make collagen, and another wavelength of light will activate the immune cells.
Okay.
So it's got to be very, very specific. So a light bulb isn't going to work because it needs to be of a particular light range, small light range. Yeah. The wavelength of the photons determines not only what part of the cell is the target, but also the primary photo action. So it's probably the most important consideration in phototherapy. Because without the absorption, there can't be a reaction. There's different wavelengths of light that do different things, basically.
Okay.
So they found, the studies have found that blue, which is 400 to 450 nanometers, that target chromophore is the porphyrins in bacteria cells.
Okay.
So blue light doesn't actually do anything to the skin cells at all.
Okay.
It just attacks the bacteria that causes acne.
All right.
Yeah. Red light targets the fibroblasts, so the cells that make collagen and keratocytes. Okay. And infrared targets fibroblasts, keratocytes, the skin cells, and immune cells like mast cells. Okay. Yeah. So infrared's looking pretty good.
Yeah. That does sound pretty good.
Yes. So red light works for collagen production, so that's good for aging. Infrared works for aging, wound healing, and reducing inflammation.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much something that we all need in our lives then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the studies show that it does work.
Yeah.
But the studies are using machines which are really strong and powerful.
Right.
So it's got to have, so the measurement you're looking at to see what power the machine is at is joules per centimeter squared.
Okay.
And it's quite difficult to find out that information, to be honest. I was trying to find out the information for all of these machines and I couldn't, nobody publishes it.
Really? That's strange, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
So with like, so it's good for like rejuvenation, wound healing, acne, saying post-operative inflammation and scarring. So
yeah.
Would it then in terms, because I know that IPL, like intense pulse light treatment is different.
Yeah.
Would this be any good for like pigmentation issues and things?
Yeah. I think that they've like companies will say that it is, but I don't think there's much evidence.
Right.
That it'll help with pigmentation.
I'm not buying it then.
No, because that's the only thing you care about.
It is the
that's
only
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Skin elasticity, yes, obviously, and the other things of aging.
Yeah.
I really worry about my neck aging now. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
So I guess like it'll, if it's making your skin healthier, then that's going to be better for the pigmentation. Yeah. So healthy, happy skin is less likely to become pigmented.
Yes, I had to, in my hungover state today, responded to a comment on, I can't remember who said it. Oh, it's Noya Skincare, which is like this really super cool looking Danish brand. And this woman was talking about how she has melasma and pretty much the same pattern as we do. So lacy on the forehead and then for me under the eyes. Although hers, weirdly, are in the hollows of her cheeks, which I've never seen before.
Like contour.
Yes, exactly. She looks but, you know, and she was saying, obviously, SPF is your best friend. And then someone commented underneath and I responded a paragraph and then I had to delete it because I was like,
oh, my God.
I don't want to argue with people on the internet today.
No, it's not worth it. No.
You've got to choose what I hardly ever do anyway because I hate confrontation. But she was so stupid. In her response, she said that melasma and hyperpigmentation is nothing to do with the sun. It's only indirectly to do with the sun because it triggers, it only happens to women who are on the pill. And it's the pill reacting to the sun's rays. And I just...
What?
Anyway, so I deleted it. And yes, absolutely, Marjorie. You are totally fucking right.
It only happens to women who are on the pill.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you on the pill?
No,
I'm not
I've
on the
been
pill.
On the pill since I was 22 years of age. Just don't do it. If it works for you, fine. I just hated it.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
Horrible. Side effects are horrible. Yeah.
So it makes me laugh, everyone kicking up a massive fuss about, you know, the vaccine and blood clots. It's like, oh, now you care about blood clots. That's cool.
Women are swallowing this stuff every day.
Yeah.
That is really quite risky in certain ways.
Super risky.
But that's okay because, you know, it's worth it for lots of sex.
Yeah.
Don't know if it is really.
Oh no, weighing it up actually. Oh well, I was just about to say something really rude, but I won't.
Okay.
Actually, you could just edit out. I was saying not the sort of sex I was having in my 20s, because most of that was quite disappointing. So it definitely wasn't worth it.
It was not worth it. That's not rude. That's facts.
That is an absolute fact. 20s. Anyway, so back to it. So yes.
So I find this really interesting. It's interesting. Yeah. So
So we're going to what the FDA says as in terms of clearing it for use for sale at home.
Yeah. So when the FDA, because some of these devices are approved by the FDA, which is nice. The FDA assesses the device's power.
Only in America, right? They don't have any.
Yeah.
Here, do they? No,
we don't have an FDA. No, the FDA uses power expressed as milliwatts per centimeter squared, MW over cm squared, and energy as expressed in joules per centimeter squared. Essentially, this is measuring the amount of energy being emitted by the device at the surface of the LED over the area of 1 centimeter over the course of a second. So the joules per centimeter squared is the figure to know when you're choosing a device, like I said.
Okay.
So the studies are using machines that give energy in the region of 40 to 90 joules per centimeter squared per treatment.
Okay.
So it'll be nice, you know, basically the higher, the better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there was only one or two machines that I could find the energy dose. There was one called Cell Return, which is £1,600. It looks like a big crazy motorcycle helmet.
Do you look like a member of Daft Punk in it?
Yeah, it's kind of cool looking. And that gives 1.89 joules per centimeter squared.
Okay.
So we're hoping for around 40, and it gives you nearly 2.
So right.
Not as good.
No. And so expensive.
Yeah.
Is that current body, did you say? Current body skin? Which one did you say that was?
Cell Return.
Oh, Cell Return. Okay.
Cell Return, it's called, yeah. But there's loads of devices. And I was starting to lose my mind a little bit reading all of them, because I'd read all the studies, so I knew quite a lot about the technical stuff with LED, and then I was on these websites, and it was there was like no information, like no technical specifications at all. Really quite hard, hard to figure out what was exactly what. You want us to spend nearly £2,000 on this thing? You might want to tell us exactly what it's doing.
Yeah, please.
Strange. Yeah, and disappointing.
Okay.
Yeah, so the things that it works on are rejuvenation, wound healing, acne. That's a big one. Post-operative inflammation. So after you've had a peel, you know, if your face is really red, quite often they'll stick the red light on you to calm things down. Psoriasis, it's good for. Androgenic alopecia. So it's, you can get LED hats that you put on your head if you're going bald, which is nice.
Weirdly, I was just reading an article about what is the, it's not a disease, but it's basically like a compulsion to pull your hair out.
Trichotillomania,
yes,
it's called. Yeah,
yeah, that was really interesting. Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, so there are some risks involved.
Oh,
so
you quite, what are the risks?
I know, how inconvenient. So you might get some redness and dryness straight away after your treatment, which just goes away. Which, you know, I think that's okay. But there are some worries because blue light can produce free radicals in the skin.
Okay.
So actually be sort of slightly dangerous, maybe, in terms of aging. Yeah. Blue light's also been shown to affect circadian rhythms. So blasting a blue light into your eyeballs can affect your production of melatonin if you're doing it in the evening. So you might feel a bit like woken up by the light.
I see, which is not really what you want, is it? Right.
Yeah. There is some evidence that blue light can go into your eyes and damage your eyes and your retina, which is a little bit, concerning.
Okay. So really use eye protection then when you, if you're going to be using blue light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Eye protection. Also, the studies that were done using a green tea serum. So antioxidants. So using an antioxidant can counteract that oxidant effect that you might get.
Okay.
Yeah. Easily solved.
What antioxidants are you using at the moment in your skincare routine?
I quite like EUK quite a lot. I've been using that. Mm. So I pop that on a sunny day in the morning.
Yeah.
What else do I use? You know, quite a lot of B vitamins. I've still got a bit of magnesium ascorbyl phosphate going.
Get off. Oh, yeah. I'm so jealous. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to run out soon, but it's there. Every now and then I pop a bit on as a treat.
Every last bit of that out. Desium have basically continued it. They're saying that it's out of stock, but they just haven't got the balls to tell me to my face that they discontinued it. It's just the best thing ever.
Mm. Desium have gone really quiet, haven't they? They haven't released anything new for a while.
They haven't released anything new. And do you know what really pisses me off is when they do like these really cute sort of like Instagram posts. And I'm like, it's a new product. And they're like, no, the same old.
They did you see they got into trouble?
Oh no, why?
Because they were sort of having a go at the clean beauty sales tactics.
Good.
And saying science is everything and chemicals are everywhere. Yes. And you know, trying just coming across really sciencey, like we are scientists, so you know, we don't believe in this clean beauty stuff.
Yeah.
And then they did like a little video of like, I think that they had like a picture of a dog and an arrow saying adrenochrome and the chemical formula for it.
Oh, and they got it wrong.
They got it wrong.
Right.
Yeah. They got the scientific, the chemical formula wrong. And then people were pissed off about that.
Really? Oh, that's lame. It's not like they didn't know it. They just, you know, whoever's putting their, you know, stuff on Instagram just got it wrong.
Yeah. Whoever made the video got confused.
Yeah. It's no big deal. It's not like they've been putting chemical in stuff, is it? God, people are so petty. And I'm really glad, actually, because the more articles I read, the more that this clean beauty thing is just getting out of hand. So I'm, you know, reading a lot of articles by like, is it Beauty of Health? I can't remember, some sort of sponsored post on LinkedIn, I think. And it was so many companies now, it's just the done thing to you know, say, we know that it's been for ages, but like people like Kate Hudson have been.
Oh, she's a bell end.
Well, I really like her, but, and she's the face of. Now, who is she?
Fabletics?
Yeah, well, okay. So the face of Fabletics, which is pretty much, you know, all, you know, spandex. And then she's decrying the use of, you know, anything man-made in her skincare. Yeah, it's okay for, like, to fill landfills worth of stuff with her shite leggings. But also, I think she's the face of some beauty company that use petrochemicals, yet she's at the same time going, oh, this is so terrible. Do you know there's petroleum in your skincare and there's parabens and all the rest of it? And she's just anyway,
I want to do a parabens podcast because
that's all
bullshit as well. There's nothing wrong with parabens.
Let's do a parabens podcast.
Yeah, it's another slightly boring topic that nobody really wants to hear me talk about.
No, I disagree. I actually think people do because people, you know, people ask me, is this okay? Like the back of their ingredients list, I didn't buy it except parabens in it. It's like, so actually I think it is.
Yeah, people don't know, do they? People don't understand.
And I don't understand. I just know they're not bad.
Not bad, no.
Yeah.
But because people write paraben free on things, then it must be bad. Like, oh, right.
Yeah.
We must avoid that then because we're told that something doesn't have it. So it's bad.
Yes, exactly.
It's all very confusing.
Okay. So antioxidant serum. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. I'm using resveratrol and ferulic acid by The Ordinary, which is really nice, but it does bring some heat to your skin. And I think sometimes.
Yeah. Do you not like that? I like that.
It depends how delicate my skin is feeling. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just don't need hot feeling. And I've been buying Beauty of Joseon products, which is like a K-beauty. Have you used any of their stuff? Oh my God.
No, I haven't, no.
Beautiful.
Is it?
Oh my gosh, it is so beautiful. I bought a handbag. It's called Handbag Trio.
Cute ones,
and it's propolis and something, beautiful and extract, but they're three antioxidant serums and they're just gorgeous, really nice. And not that it matters, but the packaging is just so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I love Korean things.
Oh my gosh, it's just gorgeous. It's really, and it's proper, it's a heritage brand as well in Korea. So they do draw on old, techniques. It's just funny. It's got a story, you know, it's just a really lovely.
That sounds lush.
Yeah. Have a look at that. Sorry.
Yeah. So the other antioxidant I'm using is SDSM, copiously. Oh, yeah.
You know when we were saying probably not about 3 weeks ago that bottle of SDSM should last you month. At the moment, it's literally 8 sprays on my face, 4 on my neck, and even some on my, décolletage.
Yes.
It's not lasting me long at the moment. I am really going through it. I reckon it's probably going to last me 3 or 4 months, this one.
Yeah.
It's just the best.
That's quite a long time. Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah. At the moment, that's the only hydrator I've got. I've just used everything else up. So I've done a yes style order with some hydrating things. I can't really remember what I got now, but there's so many products on yes style. There's thousands.
I've basically dug into Hayden's Pyongyangyul.
Does he use it?
I mean, once a week. So I attack him when he's coming out of the shower. I'm like there with my products, in his products, in the palm of my hands. I'm just like, close your eyes. He uses every day. You have to.
Yeah.
He's crap at using sunscreen as well.
I've got Max a altruist face fluid. It's like, have you got it? Is it with you?
Is it on your face? You should always have a handbag. We'll get back to this in a second, but you should always have like a handbag and a car SPF. But obviously the car one has to not be anywhere hot because it just explodes.
It explodes, yeah.
But I have a handbag one and it's a green one and it is so stingy. It's such a shame because it just melts into your face. There's no white. Yeah. It's beautiful. It ticks every box except it's fragrance stings fuck, and it really goes. So yesterday I was like at the park with and I was just, in the end I was just squinting when I got home. It's so bad. I'm just gonna have to use it on my neck and chest. I think it's only like
that sounds horrible.
It's not like a great loss, is it? You're gonna use it
That's the thing with sunscreen. It you could buy loads of them because you use them up, don't you? So
I bought 6, so I know for me that I've got 5 other good ones.
Yeah.
All Korean, all brilliant. Okay, so antioxidant serum before your treatment. So you said that studies have shown that using a green tea product counteracts.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be green tea, I don't think. No, it doesn't.
Okay, just an antioxidant serum.
Yeah, an antioxidant, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the color. So there is a particular theory behind what colors you should use, mm-hmm. different things, and what order you should use them in as well. So blue light doesn't affect human skin, but it does target bacteria. So that would be handy for acne, definitely, but also eczema, because that the bacteria is implicated in eczema. So anything really that's sort of inflamed, rashy, sore, mm-hmm. there might be bacteria involved in that. So,
okay.
Yeah, sort of inflammatory skin conditions, blue light will help.
Okay.
Yeah, so red light has an effect on the fibroblasts and keratocytes. So that action is for aging, really, wound okay. healing, which it reduces inflammation.
Okay.
So this one study I was reading by Calderhead in 2007, I'll mm-hmm. read out the bit. It is apparent that for wound healing itself or any process which depends on the wound healing process, such as skin photorejuvenation,
okay.
the ideal combination is the sequential application of 830 nanometers,
okay.
which is infrared, followed by 633 nanometer LED phototherapy mm-hmm. with a final 830 nanometer LED session to establish the remodeling process. So that's the ideal order in which okay. it should go. So a session with 830, which is infrared, and then red, and then infrared again.
Okay.
So that's what the study recommends for anti-aging.
All right.
Red light at 633. So this is the same study. Red light at 633 nanometers has a recognized anti-inflammatory effect. It is known to recruit large numbers of normal T cells, which are immune cells, and is moreover the optimum wavelength to activate fibroblasts to repair the matrix damaged by P. acnes lesion. The combination of 415 nanometer and 633 nanometer LED phototherapy applied sequentially should therefore be ideal for acne.
Okay.
So blue and then red for acne.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what science says we should do with our LED machines.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you've done a really useful list. So if listeners are thinking of investing in one of these devices to use at home,
yeah.
what do they need to consider, Nia?
So my considerations would be, so I would want a wireless device
okay.
for me, because I haven't got any plugs near my sofa.
You want to sit and watch your telly?
Yeah, if I want to sit there watching TV with the thing on, I wouldn't want it to be plugged in because I wouldn't be able to do that. So, yeah, you can get rechargeable ones. Some of them have to be plugged in while you're using them. So you might want to think about that. Some of these masks are rigid. Like when you're reading the reviews, quite a few of them say it's uncomfortable on my nose, it presses.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to lie down for.
Okay.
Because otherwise they're just going to fall off your head or dig into your nose.
Right. Okay.
So you want to think about the comfort of it. You know, you'd think that brands would try out these masks and make sure they were comfortable on a variety of different faces, but I don't really think they do.
And I think the more of these that are like, I mean, the Dennis Gross one, you know, that's the one I think of, but they've been on the market for quite some time. So I'm sure they're constantly, the newer ones that are coming out are, you know, they're hopefully they are taking these into consideration a bit more, I guess.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be silly if not, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I have the world's biggest forehead. So hopefully they make ones that,
yeah.
I mean, in the old days, I would have been considered like royalty, I think. Wasn't it supposed to be like a
sign of
an indicator
royalty
of good breeding?
Was it? You've been You've been bred very well.
You could literally show a drive-in movie on my forehead.
You've got a lovely heart-shaped face. It's really
nice. It's heart-shaped, but thanks to the... Oh, my God. H used to call me Tefal Head. What a bastard. I don't remember the old Tefal adverts, but anyway.
No, what's that? Tefal.
I think you'll just have to look. What a bastard. Okay.
Sounds yeah, good. So...
How well it fits to the contours of your face. So, yeah, you said the distance to the skin is a factor. So, yeah, you don't want something just sitting inches away from it.
No. And some of these, yeah, so absorption, what's it say? So, the body's ability to absorb these discrete wavelengths of energy increases dramatically to the point that about 2 to 3 inches away from the skin, the absorption is negligible.
Oh,
so it should be sort of curving around the face and following the contours of the face pretty well. Some of these things are like sort of rainbow shaped. So like a sort of curved solid object that you just lie underneath. And they look like they're pretty far away from the skin. So I maybe would not go for one of those.
Yeah, okay, that would be really silly. I just made the mistake of looking. I just Googled Tefal adverts 1980s, and the video came up. Now you'll see why H is the point. Tefal.
So rude.
I know, it's rude.
How could he say that about you?
Well, you know. I used to call him Harlem Globetrotter, though, because of his height. So I got my own back. So the wavelength of light, then, so that's something else that you would take into consideration as well.
Yes. So if you're thinking of, think about your skin issues, pick something with the right wavelengths.
Okay.
So the light's wavelengths with the best evidence for effectiveness are blue, red, and infrared or near infrared. So those are what you will really want to have. I think some devices have like yellow and green, but I don't think they've got as much evidence behind them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you'd want to pick the ones that are particularly reliable to have an effect. So blue, red, and infrared are good.
Okay.
Yes. And then you want to think about how many bulbs they've got, how many diodes, mm-hmm. the little LEDs are in there. Mm-hmm. So more the better. So, yeah, you should have lots and lots of these little bulbs close together. And that's how you get the maximum effect. So the handheld Amazon one I had 9 bulbs, which isn't very much at all. So no wonder it didn't work.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Okay. And then you said also that red light absorbs better than blue. So it makes sense that a device should have more
blue LEDs, but most of these devices have more red.
Right.
Actually. So.
Okay.
That's that. But yeah, I guess your blue isn't as important, maybe, unless, you know, you're just using it to tackle acne. But, you know, for acne, you want red light as well. That's the ideal treatment for acne is blue, then red.
Blue, then red. Okay.
To get the most effect, because some of the machines just have blue.
Okay.
So
and then you've done your little shopping list of specific devices.
Yeah, and it's not really complete, my shopping list, because I only had enough time.
Yeah, it's just
annoying. The whole thing was annoying because I had to sort of wade through nonsense and sales blurb.
Yeah.
So
the one you were talking about before was the Cell Return LED Platinum, which is 1600, and that's the one that looks like a Daft Punk helmet. So simultaneous red 660 and invisible infrared 850. 690 LEDs, right, okay.
Yeah, so that's good because it's got
it's got infrared. Quite a lot of them don't have infrared, actually.
Right, okay.
So that's, it's sort of rarer to get a hold of a device with infrared at all.
Oh.
So I suppose that is something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's probably maybe why it costs so much.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So treatment time is 20 minutes. Okay. And in that you'll get 1.89 joules.
Okay.
Which isn't very much. But, we, you know, there's all of these other machines don't tell you how much output they have. So it could actually be really good. We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then there's Dennis Gross. What's it called? Spectralite.
Yeah.
Dr. X Spectralite. That's the name of the machine.
Okay. And that's £430.
Yeah. And that's FDA approved, which is good. And it has red and blue light. It's got 100 red and 62 blue LEDs. And that's as much as I could figure out about it. But it's rigid plastic. So, you know, how comfortable it is, I don't know.
You're just going to have to sit there sort of lying down, aren't you? I don't know.
Yeah. It's something you're supposed to do every evening for like 20 minutes or whatever. Like,
maybe you can do it at the time when you're just doing your sort of daily transcendental meditation,
which I don't do.
I don't do it either, but I really want to start doing it. Okay.
Yeah, it could be a meditative procedure.
Yeah,
I suppose. Yeah.
I was looking at one from Current Body.
Mm.
Have you seen that one?
Which probably, yeah.
Doesn't look rigid, but it does look like a plug-in, so you have to sit next to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Current Body.
Yes. See how much it is.
And what lights has that got in it? Current Body Skin X Wayne Goss. Yeah, and you can get like ones that do your neck as well. So you can get like bib shaped ones.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It does look like a good thing. Some of them have, they're like attached to the mask. If you want to do your chest as well, which I do.
The body one doesn't look like it has a ton of lights.
No.
I can't see the specs though on it.
That's it. It's really hard to check.
But this one is a flexible, and it has a separate neck and décolletage one as well.
Yeah.
Like you were just saying. Oh, red, 633. Infrared, 830.
Whoa, that's good.
Yeah.
And it's like flexible, so it won't be painful and annoying.
Yeah. So actually, that doesn't sound too bad, huh?
That might be one to check out, yeah.
Okay.
The plug might be the if it's got a cord, sometimes it just has like a control button attached to a cord. So it could be that.
Virtually effortless hands-free operation, clinically proven, blah, blah, blah. The cons, all it says is it's expensive and the light is very bright and might be irritating for some. And it comes with hydrogel masks. It doesn't actually...
But the light should be bright, though. That's essential.
Yeah.
It's £295. That's not too expensive.
That's not too bad, is it? So actually, that one doesn't look too bad. Does it have blue light?
It's hard to find out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird because it said the red and infrared and nothing else.
Maybe that's just it. But, you know, unless you have acne, it's not such a big deal, is it?
It has a USB charging cable, so actually you can just charge it up. So that's cool.
There we go. That looks quite promising.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, and then there's the MZ Skin Light Therapy golden facial treatment. That just makes me think of Wee Wee.
It does.
I'm having my golden facial.
That sounds rude. Yeah.
It does a bit. Mm-hmm. It's just me.
No, I'm
so that's that's £385.
Okay.
It's rather ugly, rigid plastic looking thing. It's got 150 diodes for each color, and the colors are red, blue, green, yellow, and white. So there's no infrared with that one.
Okay.
and neither does Dennis Gross have infrared. And like, I think if, because I'm looking at them all these masks, I kind of feel like I want to buy one to see what it does. But if I was buying one, I think I want one with infrared, because that sounds like it's actually quite good for anti-aging.
Yeah, I'm kind of drawn to the current body one, to be quite honest.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So
there's another one that I quite like the look of, called the Boost LED mask, and that's $395. And okay, it looks a bit more robust than the current body one. So it's like a flexible silicone, so it adapts to your face, so it won't be like those horrible solid, hard, rigid ones.
Yeah, this one looks very much like the current body one I just looked at. Quite similar.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that
so it's 10. Yeah, it's got red and near infrared. It's rechargeable, 10-minute treatment, and that does 18 joules per centimeter squared.
Okay.
And you know, I like that because they've actually put the figure on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's quite high compared with the other one that they disclosed, which the £1,600 one, which is 1.89 joules.
Wow. So
18 is pretty good, and it's much cheaper.
Yeah. That's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got...
So I had a look at all the Amazon ones, because there's loads on Amazon. And I, you know, you're just thinking, well... All of these masks are probably made in China. The MZ Skin ones, they're probably made in China. So, you know, maybe on Amazon, you'll have basically the same product that's just unbranded and therefore cheaper.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you know what you're looking for and you understand kind of a bit about the science, then the maybe one you can pick one.
The one you've looked at is Scent. Ends with two S's in the middle, and that's £130.
Yeah,
and that looks pretty cool because it's got all has all the lights, but not near infrared.
It doesn't have infrared. No.
Okay, so it has got red.
90 LEDs of each color of red, blue, yellow, purple. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know what purple does, but
what does yellow do?
I don't know.
Me,
I didn't get that far. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Well, that's £130. So actually,
it's £130. So yeah, there are some masks on there that look pretty good.
Yeah.
There's loads for £30 that have like 24 LEDs, you know, hardly any. So they're very unlikely to do anything, I would have thought.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably, you know, not invest £30 in one.
No, there's no point, is there?
No, I don't think so.
No.
And
I would try it though, but I just think it's something that, unless it was obvious, the results were obvious fairly quickly, I'd just get bored of doing it.
I know. I can't remember why I was looking at Neod's fractionated eye contour concentrate. Oh no, I do, because I did a post about Neod last week because we did our podcast about it. And I just got onto someone's review, and it was like a woman, a blogger in her sort of late 50s, I think. And she was, I think Caroline Hirons must have, in one of her sort of beauty bags, done a fractionated eye contour concentrate as, you know, part of the bag. And the woman reviewed it really poorly. And so whenever I read a poor review of something that I just love, I'm always really fascinated by it. And it was really strange because she just went, it just didn't really make any difference to my skin. And I thought, actually, £43 for 15 mils, you probably don't want to be told that you're going to have to use this constantly for a year to see a difference, but you kind of are. You're never, you know, imagine working on dynamic lines and eye contour issues in a 15 mil bottle and expecting that to have just done the trick after a month. Some things work.
Just not going to, is it? No.
No,
and I guess, you know, I like the hyalamide one, but just because it it kind of hydrated my skin as well, though. So there was kind of an immediate effect. And I like that.
Yes, you do have like a plumping effect, whereas I think with the eye contour concentrate, it doesn't become apparent, I guess, until a while after.
No, and it's kind of a little bit oily, which isn't great for putting makeup on.
I think people don't like using an eye serum of that texture. They want something kind of like the hyalamide, you know, they want something very sort of cooling. And
that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just getting on one about seeing results immediately about stuff, you know?
I don't expect to see results immediately, but I'm not going to use a product for a really long time if there's something unpleasant about it.
Totally. Yeah.
Do
you know what I really miss? I was thinking about the other day because I just found an empty bottle of it, was Ishtar Skin Lights Lip Plenish. It was so lovely. Well, all of their products were lush, but that one in particular I really liked, and that worked straight away. You could see results on that straight away. It was lush.
Got in.
I know.
It's a weird situation.
I know.
If anyone's ordered anything by Ishtar Skin Lights recently, let us know. Did you get it? Did it turn up?
Yeah. Did you get your refund? Because I didn't.
Yeah.
No. 10 months
really?
Later.
That's crazy, Natalie.
Yeah.
This is a brand, if you've listened before, you'll know that we used to rave about it. And then Natalie made an order and it never turned up. And they just sort of ghosted you, really, didn't they?
Yeah, totally got ghosted by them, which is a shame because their products are just out of this world.
Amazing, yeah. I love
that oil.
I'm British
and little and like...
Yeah,
just
really ethical.
Yeah, exactly. Like pretty much a one-man band. They were incredible. I went from being really worried about the owner to just being pissed off.
I was because she had COVID. So I thought, oh dear, maybe she's been really ill. But you've had COVID and you still function like a normal human being.
I do, just mainly. Do you know my sense of smell is still weirdly affected?
Is it?
Hmm.
Well, that's annoying.
Everything has a citrus undertone to it.
Whoa, no way.
In my favorite perfume, I put my favorite perfume on, and I was so excited because I found a little handbag size one, and I was like, I thought I'd run out, and it's Hermes or Hermes. And it's so beautiful.
So quite expensive.
It's really expensive. It's like £100 for a bottle. So I found my little handbag size and I was like, threw it on, and I was like, lemons, smells of lemons. My coffee smells of lemons.
That's weird.
My daughter's head, the top of her head, smells a bit lemony. So,
whoa.
I know. I really, really want that to piss off. I like lemons, but,
is that common?
Phantosmia is quite common.
Yeah. I'm just looking at what yellow light does.
Can you go on to purple afterwards?
Yeah, I will. It alters biological pathways to improve the appearance of your skin. Okay. Anti-inflammatory. That sounds nice too. Cool.
That sounds nice. That sounds lovely. Yeah. What else is that?
Yes. Purple. God knows. Purple light therapy. Thank you, Google, for suggesting that. That's what I wanted. I can't see it. What the heck is that? That's you. She looks beautiful.
Just showing Nia a picture of Tefal heads, bastard.
It's just funny people with like giant prosthetic foreheads. I just don't know if I believe anything anymore. I think that yellow and purple maybe can do something. I feel bad for saying, I don't know, who cares.
Slagging them off.
Slagging yellow and purple light. I'm not slagging off purple light, all right? I'm just saying, I don't know. I just don't think there's as much evidence as there is for red and blue light.
Right.
But apparently yellow and purple might be good too. You get it on. But I just think, who's got time? Has anyone got time for a yellow and purple and blue and red facial every day? That's crazy talk.
Well, what if they're four separate facials? Then no.
Yeah, they are. They will be. Yeah,
they're just four.
They would be four separate facials. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, if they're 10 minutes apiece, I don't know.
No. Yeah. I mean, are you? You know, you're going to look like Hannibal Lecter, aren't you, wearing this thing?
That's the cool bit.
I don't know if I could cope with sitting there next to my husband watching TV while looking like a monster, like Jason Voorhees.
Yes, I'd rather look like Hannibal Lecter than Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
If I had to choose one.
Is that what you'd look like without a mask?
So Ted Levine, he plays Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
I've always been fascinated by it because his voice is so amazing. His pitch of his voice is really deep. And he went to audition for the part and obviously had like read the book and is really close to how the book's portrayal of Buffalo Bill. But he did the thing where he tucked his dick in between his legs and did the special dance in the audition completely.
He just invented it himself.
Brought his stereo in, pressed play on Goodbye Horses, and then did his little dance.
Ugh.
He got the job.
That's so creepy.
I'm going to do that next time I have a job interview.
Oh my God, you should definitely do job in the civil service.
Yes.
Just bring your Walkman, bring your ghetto blaster in and start tucking nothing between your legs.
Just my vagina. Yeah, just be my fanny.
Tucking a vagina between your legs and start mincing about.
I would get the job.
Oh my God.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be really surprising. I would give you a job.
Would you?
In a flash, if you did that.
Oh my God. Job interviews. Oh my God, the thought of going to a job interview now.
Well, I don't know. I did one not that long ago.
Oh, Christ.
Earlier this year.
Did you sweat?
No. My practice manager just showed me photos of her grandchildren and said, "When can you start then, love?"
I mean, perfect.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's what you need, isn't it? A nice maternal practice manager.
Yeah, she's really sweet, but she needs to ask people some questions in interviews. She really does.
Was she the only person interviewed?
Foolishness. Yeah, it took like 10 minutes and I was like, I don't know. I just said hello and she just talked to me and then asked me when I could start. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
My boss took me aside. Really weird. So I went for a promotion, a step up a couple of years ago, and I got and my boss took me aside and she was like, "That was really good. And actually, you acted like you gave a shit," which is more than I could say for the first time I interviewed you.
Oh, no way. Oh, really?
She went, "You're just a little bit too relaxed." And I was like, God. And then I thought back, and actually I was thinking at the time, I don't know if I want this.
Oh, no.
You know? And so I maybe gave off, but I didn't want
it. It came across.
Or it's like that false confidence that I put on when I'm not feeling confident. Do you know what I mean? Do you ever do that when you just come off really relaxed when actually you're shitting
your pants? I don't think I ever come off really relaxed. But people say
speak in a relaxed manner. You don't. Yeah. You come
I'm
off
a bag of nerves. I'm shitting myself all the time.
I am now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just started.
I fooled everyone. Those people think I'm calm. Everyone's like, "You're always so chilled." I'm like, no. Why? You don't know me at all.
That's really weird.
I'm pooing my pants.
You do come off like chilled.
I think it's because I've got a deep voice.
And you just the way, like your cadence and the way you speak is really relaxed.
Yeah.
Which is really good because, you know.
Yeah. Like, I think I, like for my job, for patients, it's important to
to
put people at ease, because I'm a dentist. Sorry, I'm on a podcast. I should explain why it's important for me to be calming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a calming dentist.
You do want a calming dentist.
Yes.
In the cafe days, when I had to just constantly smile for 14 hours a day sometimes.
Jesus, that sounds horrible.
If I was doing like my, you know, like late nights or whatever, I would just sometimes just kneel down behind the counter and just go pull my face down.
Just go, and go fuck off, fuck off. Yeah. It's tough, isn't it?
Oh my
Keeping God. That smile on all the time.
It's been like 99% of the customers were so lush, but you know, you would just get the odd prick and you just think, you just wanted to come in here and be a prick. There was literally nothing I could have done to have made you not an asshole. And that's when you just like, it's horrible. But you live in fear.
I can't identify with that kind of behavior.
Yeah,
it's not what I do at all. Yeah.
So that is like trying to, you know, look relaxed when you're inwardly shitting yourself, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. Keeping on a facade all the time.
Yeah. I don't know how people do it.
No, it's tough.
Well.
Right, we've got to say goodbye because my computer's running out of batteries.
Okay.
It's just going down really, really quickly.
Okay, thanks for listening, guys.
So you know, if you've got one of these LED devices, we'd be fascinated to know how you're getting on with it.
How many lights are in it? What's the output? Are you irritated by it? Does it hurt your eyes? Does it fall off your face if you're sitting up?
Give us the lowdown on yours, and if it's worth the money,
and then I'll buy one.
Yeah, maybe, because we'll buy anything if it might help us look young.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Love you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Won't see you soon. It's a podcast. Bye.
Smell you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.